It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? Cool gang, what's happening? What's going on? It's another episode of the 4Play Podcast Season 2.
Yeah.
Yo, we in the building. We're about to lock this shit down. Okay. My name is Scarlett with the WC. Hey, if you haven't followed us on social media, you deserve some whooping. You deserve to be put on the table and whooped, okay? It is Cool FM Kano on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Head on there, follow us. And don't forget to check the other episodes of the 4Play Podcast on www.coolfm.ng/Kano. So today we're talking about celebrity scandals and relationships and all the misyan that they have been misyanning on social media. We got the goons in the studio. We got Mr. Mega with the double J.
Let's get to it. What up, what up, what up?
We got Mega Hearts.
Yo, yo, niggas and niggerosses, what's popping, babes?
We got Blue Magic.
What's going on?
What's going on is that Alex Ekubo and his ex-fiancé are doing some things on social media.
Yikes. First things first, though. Let's pause and wish people a happy new year.
Bro. Yeah.
Very first one for the year. Happy new year, guys.
Oh my gosh, I'm so uncuffed.
Let's jump right.
Megahertz, what are you going to
do? You're not saying that. Say Happy New Year, ma.
Yeah, I didn't even see what Megahertz was going to do right now.
I was trying to whistle. It didn't work.
We'll try it again some other time, my bruv. Anyways, look. I think today we're keeping it general about relationships. We'll start. Alex, the Alex Okupo situation, I just feel like if we were to say something right now, we probably would just check out the blogs tomorrow. And we'll have update.
It's like, it's not keeping up with the Ekubos.
At this point, yes.
No, I think somehow that it's been a wrap.
You think so?
The person dropping the bomb have decided, okay, look, I've been dropping and I am tired. I will not rest.
And she said she's tired.
Yeah.
Well, she said she's going on a break. She's going to, you know, rejuvenate, that she's done enough. She apologized to everyone. That was before Alex drops the phone call voice stuff.
So it means that's probably going to open up another surface to this whole drama, right?
Well, it did. You know, when we had that conversation, myself, you, and Blue Magic in the studio, I said I was waiting for what Alex had to say. And then Alex dropped his reply with, "Thank you very much. God bless all of us." And I was like, what?
I appreciate your apologies.
What kind of reply was that? This phone call throws more light on why that apology was that vague and emotionless and so weird.
Yeah. And it felt like she was, I don't know what's up with Fancy, but she was going on and on and on. And it got to a point where I was like, you know what? Could they actually be doing this for clout? Because I'm legit concerned at this point, because if you seem to be getting traction, especially in this present day of social media, and people wanting to chase clout, you don't just stop. Just keep it going. And why in the world did Alex wait for this long before he said something?
Yeah. I mean,
these are just questions that have been bugging me for a second.
If you follow the trend, Alex Ekubo has just been silent about a lot of things. He just comes and just says one and then back. In fact, he refused to even answer her with a chat. She had to now go throw some things in the group chat, right? I think he's still going to maintain some silence for now, as he usually does, right? And people are like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
But what exactly do you guys think was the reason why they broke up in the first place?
Exactly, right? You know, I'm thinking it is money. I think it has something to do with money.
Money?
Yeah, that's one of them.
I heard that he wanted her to foot the bills to the
exactly.
wedding.
Exactly. I think Alex Ekubo might be broke.
Possibly. Possibly, bruh.
That nigga broke, bro.
And I feel possibly he wasn't with Fancy for the love of it. I think he was with Fancy because Fancy was more like the cow and was, you know, bringing out the milk and stuff.
Milk.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
She sounded more responsible. She was like, yo, I'm thinking about after the marriage, or after the wedding rather, what happens to the marriage? The money we needed to get a house, to do this and that, but you're all concentrating on the wedding, which, boy, it's gonna be really, really costly already.
Mega, let me say this.
Yep.
Mega with the double G.
Yeah.
Be saying that ladies are the ones that want big weddings.
Exactly.
Who
actually,
wants the
for
big
real?
Wedding now, Mega with the double G?
Why are you making me feel like Alex is such a lady?
Yes, he is.
You know what they say,
right?
Who's
bringing that up now?
It's strange because they just have one very, very lonely case. And now they want to drag everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah, give us
one in a million.
Give us another.
It's just that they are not coming on social media to drag you.
Wait, hold on. You said what?
It's always the ladies.
Men like elaborate weddings. It is not possible.
That is not a lie.
It cannot form a sentence.
They are men.
It cannot roast the roasted corn.
She will just cite. She will just cite Fancy and Alex and leave this
conversation. It's a lie. But there are men that want to.
Curious though, Megahertz, when you said it felt like it was money. Did she mention that in all of the rants?
She doesn't have to mention it, but obviously.
I mean, if you were to be like a strong point, I feel like should she have mentioned it, right?
No, listen.
I mean, it's an easy point that people believe.
She did, but not directly, right?
It was one of the texts.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the reasons. I think that was the first text she put out. And in that text, she was like, yo, it doesn't make financial sense to me.
Exactly, right?
Spending all this kind of money for a wedding.
It didn't categorically say that Alex could not foot the bill.
He did say
no. But in the text,
if she says this is way too much, we are going overboard, it still doesn't translate to Alex not having enough money and wanting to hang on her.
No. In the text, it suggests that she was bringing the money.
More money actually.
Okay,
than
so
Alex was
what
bringing.
If we're to be having a wedding and then we split the bills? For example, I say, look, you. That's it. And you're answering. Hello, no homo, diao. I tell Skyler, for example, maybe it's gonna cost us like 10 million,
great.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like generally, right?
Yeah.
And I say, Scarlett, let's split this. I bring five, you bring five. Mm-hmm. Now I may be comfortable bringing five, but Scarlett isn't.
You know what I think?
So she would be like, nah, she would object to it and tell me, why are we spending this much on a wedding?
Now, maybe there was actually agreement like that. It's possible that if there was an agreement, we agreed together, you and Scarlett agreed rather, to do the wedding thing, and it says 5-5, I think she would have remained to that cost, kind, because she agreed to it. But this one, it sounded like, yo, you're making me do a lot of these spendings, the hotel, the this and that. I can't. Now, what about later now? What am I going to eat later? Mm. Not to do this wedding for the whole town and the movie thing. Come on, boy.
Yeah. That was exactly how the text sounded.
So because they could not come to an agreement.
Mega just wants to salvage Alex Ekubo from the situation. He's not going to work.
I want to understand the situation. Because the reason why we're having this conversation is because we're talking celebrity weddings and celebrity relationships.
Exactly.
We'll have to at some point touch on, what's his name now? This guy's that
Basket
got back together in 2019 and then broke up.
Who's that?
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
And
Kylie Jenner. And of course, the basketball situation as well. So I really want to understand it so that we'll tap into their minds.
Well, the thing
if
is,
we can advise them, we too can drop our own 2 cents.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right now.
Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Alex wanted an elaborate wedding. Maybe he wanted something that he could invite people like Obi Cubana and the rest to, right? It helps his status.
Our business.
I mean, the guy was in Ogba now. He's Ogba.
Yeah, he was. Ogba.
When Ogba. My guy, sis, fancy. Like my guy, Ogba.
Listen,
I'm telling you. Don't eat like this.
Mr. Mega, you have to know that there's a food called Ogba.
Okay. And I mean, we learned that.
You're blending it with Ogba.
I know Ogba now.
Oh, you've eaten Ogba before.
Yeah, it looks like.
I really should import more of this food here.
It looks like moi moi
like
now.
Moi moi.
Yeah,
exactly. Peppery like this.
The one he ate, was it in a wrap of a leaf or?
Leaf. Okay. The other one in the polythene too. That one too. Whoa, you are legends in our part.
I don't like it. It tastes nasty.
Actually,
yeah, I heard that before.
I had it one day in the bus. I took the first one, the second one, then I hated it. I think it was too much. If you want to talk about, maybe not alone, take it with something, a drink or something. Yeah, if you take it alone, you might just end up hating it.
I feel like
it.
You need to like do like sauce, like palm oil sauce with leaf inside, like fish. So it's like, but just eating it alone is really disgusting. Anyway, let's not drink. Stop talking about food. How did we get here?
So back to what I was saying. Yeah. I think Alex is trying to. He wants to uplift his status to become one of the, you know, talk of the town, one of the biggest actors, you know, and stuff. And he found a lady who could help him do that.
Yeah.
Right? And I even heard someone said that Alex is bisexual.
Now that's reason number two that I'm thinking about. Reason number two.
And it was more like an understanding for the two of them.
Really? I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, I heard it.
I mean, look, here's the thing. People always spin narratives at this point because they don't seem to be addressing the issues that have been raised. They are just dropping statements here, statement allegations here, allegations, yeah, fancy, yeah, dropping. Yeah, so people will always at certain point say, you know what, I think this is what's happening. Everybody want to
thinking,
have
right?
one say or the other.
Obviously, but, because they didn't come out to say this yeah. is what costed. And
but then again, it's beautiful now, right? Yeah, that's what yeah. they, that's what, when you keep people waiting, exactly, wanting to listen, exactly, boy, what next? What, I mean, they call it
exactly. choose to eat, whoa,
keeping
I'm
up
tired.
With you people now. Understand.
Mostly so, when she came out to say,
I am actually, as yeah, well.
She came out to say, let's leave our truth, or how did she put it? Something like that. Mm. Let's leave in our truth. So people actually saw that as our truth. What is this we are talking about now that we don't know? Mm-hmm. Alex Ekubo, eh? But besides that, there's someone, a gay activist, I'm trying to remember his name, something Alami, I think.
BC.
He came out, BC, exactly. He said, this guy had been attending our meetings. I know. Alex, he says, if Alex Ekubo is how did he put it? That if Alex Ekubo is not gay, then he's straight. Something like that. So bro, is that not an evidence?
Well, we honestly do not know anything. We haven't seen anything, so we cannot make speculations on here. We're just saying our bit, and we're talking about Alex and his ex-fiance. Moving away from them, because yep. we've spent so long talking about these mm-hmm. two people. Let's talk a little bit about Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. Now, obviously, there was a time where there was this separation rumor that they were actually separated. They were actually separated, especially after her first child. They kind of went their separate ways, and then she was like with other people or something like that, and then they came back together. But I think they had this agreement, like, you can see other people, I can see other people, but we're still parenting the same child and we're still together. So I don't know what happened. What happened? What do you guys think happened that they finally separated? Because they were so cute together.
Is he back cute? Oh, but have you seen my ladies that look cute together? That
right.
Look, I actually thought that they had this thing under control, especially when they talked about how it was difficult for their schedules. Like, you know, Travis Scott is that one guy who is always at Fashion Week here, there, and there. Kylie Jenner has what now? Probably the most expensive. Is it a lip gloss line or what?
The most cosmetic line.
Yeah, I mean, it's doing crazy numbers. So it gets to a point where, family-wise, you begin to see things from a different perspective, especially when business seems to be doing a whole lot.
Right.
And again, I always say this about celebrities here. At the end of the day, it is the kids that matter the most. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be together. We can live our separate lives. But if we can promise ourselves that, look, we are going to be there for this little one that we have together, we are good. I mean, I've seen co-parenting work so well for Sebastian, I think Wiz Khalifa's kid, himself and Amber Rose.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, the way they do it is like, they are no longer together, but then again, they create enough time for the boy, you know? So it's just basically what it is. Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner, I mean, lots of people said that relationship was not going to last. Not gonna lie.
I'm surprised it lasted this long.
Yes, to be honest. In the beginning, actually, I just felt like they were doing it for the cameras. I don't know how long that will last, or maybe it has outlived its relevance, but it is what it is, man. These celebrities, they always find a way.
Now you said that. Way. Should we wait for Beyonce and Rosé?
These guys, remember,
listen. There's something about Jay-Z and Beyonce. We have to understand. Those guys, they have a lot to lose when they separate. And I feel that they are seeing other people. I've heard rumors, countless of them, of Beyonce doing her thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jay-Z, like the elevator, situation?
Yes. Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, Jay-Z has, you know, he's probably.
But why would she drag him if they had that agreement? Why would she have to include all of the mess that he did on a particular song?
Because before she dropped that album, she was like, "Okay, see, we have an understanding now." Maybe the Becky with the good hair helped them to come to a point where they're like, okay, see, we have to go back to drawing board. This the way we were working before is not working. Let's rebrand. Let's rejuvenate, whatever, right? And then they figured something out. And because I had one guy chatting one babe and telling the babe that, you know, he's been a producer. He's been getting down with Beyonce.
Now he just
and
just
one thing class about their parties. Before you attend their parties, you must sign a non-disclosure at the door.
Wow.
So nobody can tell you what goes down in their house, right?
Mm-hmm. Except, of course, my homegirl, Tiffany Haddish. What's good, girl?
4 Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4 Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett's been giving us the tea. But hey, we're giving you the tea here. But some other places you can get the tea is on our social media. Okay, so head on there, Cool FM Kano. You're still listening to the 4Play Podcast Season 2. Woo-hoo! Brought to you by Cool FM Kano. Okay, Scarlett with the double team, Mr. Mega, Mega Heart, and Blue Magic are talking about celebrity and your stuff. And they were talking about Beyonce. I feel like one thing that happens with Beyonce and Jay-Z's marriage is that you don't have anything to say about that particular marriage. There's nothing that you don't have. There's nothing to say.
Right.
Because they don't put out anything. They don't say anything. Beyonce posts like once in a month or twice in a month. They don't put out anything. Jay-Z doesn't even have a social media platform as it is right now. So they don't say anything. Nobody talks about them except when they actually want to be talked about. When she wants to drop an album, when he's making music or there's business. So most of what you will hear will just be people like, oh, it's been a long time, I've not heard anything about Beyonce and Jay-Z, let me throw some controversy in there. And just, it's the silence for me. They are like one of the most quiet couple in the celebrity world at this point. So like,
they should keep it that way.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott obviously do not have that luxury. They are not quiet at all.
Yeah.
Most of their business is out there, so it's very easy to make speculations about
what they expect of someone who's in a family of people who show their whole life for a living. Well, what do you expect?
True. But Basket Mouth and his wife, yeah, are not in the family of showing their whole life. But somehow,
now that one really got
painful.
To
actually,
shifted
12 whole years of marriage.
But do we all still agree that is exactly what happened?
What happened exactly?
The clarity of what he posted, that they've gone their separate ways. I still don't believe that though. I don't know
he
why.
Seems like it's a joke.
I mean, why did he take the post down? He took the post down, right?
Now,
I mean, that's questionable.
Did you guys see the clip one time where they were questioning both of them? Like, what would this person do to divorce? Yeah, like, no, it's never that anybody who divorces is a bad relationship or bad marriage that leads people to divorces. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. And now look at them.
The thing is, there's no good marriage that ends up in divorce. So we have a good marriage, so there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, divorce is not on the table.
Nothing.
Nah.
Possible.
I like this guy too much. That's the thing. So
yeah, I'm that kind of guy.
This is sad. Well, the wife said Basket has been having a basket prick all around, kind of thing.
Oh, she did. She said that.
Yeah, this was part of it. You know, the cheating thing.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't even know. Is there any couple that is not cheating at this point?
see that question.
Yeah. I mean, for just day our day, the only person that is not cheating is Mega with the double G.
Yes, I will just say I did not believe that my name would come up, but yeah, I'm here. Yeah. You do not believe all these things.
It's the only celebrity couple.
Yay.
Hello.
Please, I'm not stopping you from cheating. No, don't say my own life might be different.
It's bad.
This is a lie.
It's bad for.
Do what is what you feel
good.
Is
right,
good
right.
For you now, at any point in time. Wow. I mean, take a look at Young Miami and Diddy.
Carisha.
It's not cheating.
Before
it's
we go into that.
They are doing brothers.
Now, I bet.
Before we go into that, do you think polygamy also is a cause of Basket Mouth's problem? Because, you know, he had a child out of wedlock. That was also one of the things. And some people said the chemistry between Basket Mouth and Elsie was not really, really smooth. So they were not really like meant for each other. Although I heard a story today of them, how they met. Basket was sharing his flyer for his show. What did he call that show that time?
Nice with a Thousand
Love. No. Reap something?
Yeah.
Crack your reap.
One of them.
Yeah.
He saw her, got her a number, called it later. The number was wrong.
Oh, so you're saying, no, wait, what was how the.
He's trying to trace the chemistry.
Exactly. Right?
See, chemistry can happen at any point in time. Sometimes you might not necessarily have the chemistry upon when you are sharing flyer.
So,
yeah.
You might eventually have physics.
That was your cool. No, they had
magic. Are you okay?
So,
the thing. Look, the polygamy thing that you mentioned, right?
Yeah,
and him having a kid, I feel back then it would have been an issue, but it's a norm today.
Right?
Yeah, ladies will tell you, look, I have a son, I have a daughter. What guys are particular about if you're stepping into that type of relationship is who is going to be responsible for the kid. I like you, and probably I will embrace any other thing extra that comes with you, but. man, whoever it is that is the father, if brother man is still around, if he's still alive, if he's got limbs, he should be able to take care of his kid. So if that is the situation, hey, I don't have a problem with that. And then once in a while he comes around to see his son or his daughter, I'm cool with that. But the ladies are like, yeah, let's move on. There are some guys that don't even care. I like you. I've got the money to take care of everything that comes. Yeah, so let's just keep it going. So I don't think that will be the situation. And I don't want to see Basket Mouth in the same light that I'll probably see
Chumbaba.
Something like that, bro. You took that right out of my body.
I knew you were going there.
You get what I'm saying? Where
Basket Mouth can never do that.
Hold up, we said they will not. We did not see their breakup coming. They broke up.
Such a tough one, actually. From
have you
the
met
interview.
Her?
From the no, I've not. I'm talking. I'm
how
talking
do
from.
You know?
From
how do
right?
you know?
She's from perception.
From interviews.
From okay, right? Okay, you perceive that she's going to be. Yeah. What exactly did she say? I'm curious.
It's
now.
Not about what she, like, you know. Okay, she put out a video recently where I think she was kind of advising
people. I think that was like 3 weeks before Basket Mouth. Yeah, it was actually before where she said, yo, you want to get married, make sure you don't go in with your heart, go in with your head. Mm. Because love and...
Hey guys, so let's talk marriage. So I'm going to be very realistic with you today. Before you marry that person, make sure you use your head over your heart. Because the truth is, nobody goes into marriage hoping to get a divorce. So, marry someone that has sense. Now, you see that sense? That is the most important thing in marriage.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
I pray it's false, though.
I pray
there's a joke in there somewhere.
Tired of all these breakups and all this stuff.
A lot of people have said that too, actually.
I'm really hoping it's a joke. I'm waiting for when Basket's gonna come out.
Is he promoting the show in 2022?
But why would you put your marriage on the line? That's something sacred. That's not something that you make a joke with.
Hold on for a second. Kevin Hart went on tour. Kevin Hart went on tour when he broke up with what's her name now? His ex-wife before he married what's her name?
Nico Hart.
I mean, he went on tour, talked about how it was terrible having to see both of them stay together. It was tough for him to have to, you know, go see his kids. It was on a stand-up tour that did
that was
millions.
After the divorce.
No,
that was
saying,
after the divorce. There,
what I'm
not...
saying is he's using his divorce for content.
He's separated from the family. You can't still be with your family and make it a joke.
Let's paint this picture for Scarlett. Basket Mouth comes to and says, look, my marriage is there. I hate to do this. I hate to be on social media doing this. Boom. Couple days down the line, he deletes the post. What do you think will happen in his next show? Visualize it. The moment he steps on stage, trust me, ain't nobody want to hear any other joke.
Right?
If it's not him looking for a way to connect the dots somehow about his personal life, it has to be. I mean, it's perfection.
What?
And I just recall when he was promoting Adekunle's show from last year, when he had that phone call with Sabinus. Mm. If you could recall that clip he did where he was promoting, he was doing short skits. Very brilliant guy, that guy, that basketball guy.
Yeah, very actually, very, very. Yeah.
He called Sabinus and said, Sabi, I beg, do skit for me now. And they try promote Adekunle Gold show. And then Sabinus, my own show too, now that day for Port Harcourt. And basketball not telling him, he told him two things. He said, okay, Baba, just let me run this one. Next year, I get one big one. He sold two shows. He sold two shows with that particular skit. So I will not be surprised, though. Basket Mouth. Could it be that they solved the issue after making that?
There's a possibility that they had an issue, right? And probably some people who could help them figure things out didn't know about the issue at the time. But then him putting up the post got attention from people who could help them solve the issue. And when the people found out, they figured out, oh, listen, take this thing down. Let's work it out. I think that could have been the situation.
So you think it's solved? I don't think it's solved because 25th December, she put up a picture of just she and the kids. No Basket Mouth in it.
Yeah, oh, for real?
I
think it's still part of the whole, you know, putting things together.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's advise our celebrities.
Yeah. In fact, AY actually put something out on, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? And he was like, you guys should stop putting out your personal stuff on social media for validation.
I agree.
People who love you still love you regardless because they know you, they know what your life looks like. These online people, they don't really know what's going on. So the more you put out stuff on social media, the more you're putting your mental health on stake.
True.
And I feel like that's just the best advice I can give to most celebrities because I'm not a celebrity. Ain't nothing about my life that y'all want to know.
Inasmuch as I like this advice, I also think most of the reason why people do this sometimes is not really about validation. I think it's to hurt the other person more. It's more like taking things further. It's more like hitting below the belt.
Yeah.
But you know, there's still validation in that, right?
I mean, the court of public opinion, when you go there and go and drop matter, you are still looking for some kind of validation.
You're looking for some kind of army.
Now, imagine you drop that, and because I know what they do, they go through the comment section. They'll drop it, and then maybe if some blogs pick some of those stories up, they actually do reply in the comment section because they follow.
Yeah.
So imagine you're in the comment section and then you have like
just like
10,000 people telling you, "Go, girl, destroy that man. And he's very useless."
Fancy went as far as replying some comments too.
Like the thing went reverse for our colleague Nedu's situation, right?
She was dry.
Yeah. They said, "Bring the wig here. Hold the wig, pull it off."
Tiger Jen.
Yo, so yeah, it could go right, it could go left. My personal advice for them is, I mean, I will pick up what Scarlett just said. I mean, the less you share, the better off you are. But then again, the life of being a celebrity comes with all of that. And trust me, the reason why they will share is they don't want a situation where, what's that guy? That guy on Instagram that can post gist in here. That is the twe-twe thing. What's the name?
Gist lover.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. You know best. You know this love, Abby. You imagine. Well done. The thing is, imagine you have an exclusive from your marriage that could actually give you a good number of, number one, followers, number two, engagement, and then this lover gets to it first. If you recall, that is exactly what happened with this guy. This guy that has a second wife, Yule Doche. Before he made that post saying second wife, Gist Lover had already started, you know. So brother man just said, look, at this point like this, let me just surrender. So you have to take charge of the situation if you know it's going to blow over. So I will not be surprised if they put it out there. But share less and you're better off. On a general note,
For me, what works for me... Listen, there's the kind of person I am, right? I don't like trouble. Anything concerning trouble, I do not like it. I do not associate myself with anything that comes...
No, we're the one who love trouble. We be fighting on the street.
I don't want peace. I want problems, always.
And I'm just saying,
bruh,
because whenever you put out something like that, it's difficult for you to take it back. Because once it's out there, it's out there. Yeah. You're going to live with it, yeah? Mm. But for me, even if you like, pick it up. Do whatever you want with that story. Mm. I am not going to give you
Okay, what if... Because of they are hearing the stories in whispers, it is misconstrued. What would you do? You still keep quiet?
Bro!
When you have your reputation on the line.
Bro, we suffer. We suffer like the wave.
There are some things that I bet, though.
I'm not suffering anything. Well, we drown.
You are. Oh! We are literally drowning! We're drowning! Guys, have a good time. This is the end of the podcast. Don't forget to keep listening to Cool FM Kanu. Bye!
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.